Hey, Print Hustlers, Bruce from Printavo, Simple Shop Management Software. Today, I want to talk to you guys about hiring a customer service rep for your print shop. First, there's a mentality switch about customer service. I think historically, customer service has been seen as a cost center, not necessarily a sales driver. Now, I think this is a huge misconception, and I think that it's one that we actually take very closely here at Printavo, where we have everybody that works in our customer care side actually run demos with customers before they even start to dig into Zendesk and start answering more detailed customer questions. You know, a really great customer experience is going to drive more sales to your business. It's going to bring more referrals. That lifetime value for that customer is just going to be massive as you treat them very well, and it's going to help scale and grow your business out. When you're first looking for someone to be able to help own that customer service side, I think you need to dive into what you really need. You know, is it phone support? Do you want to make sure you're not missing any more calls anymore? Emails, are you swamped and your response time is getting bad? Are you handling live chat and you're missing those live chats, which are dropping sales? Is it more for in-person walk-ins and handling that experience? That's really going to truly craft the interview process and who you're looking for. With that said, write those 3 to 5 values down, because you're going to use them later to be able to contrast and be able to compare different candidates, choose the right person. So first thing you have to do is your job posting. You need to be able to craft a job posting that has information about your business, about the role and why it's important to the organization, what exactly the role entails, a list of more bullet points, and different benefits that your company offers to your candidates. We actually detail and list example salary ranges too, to help qualify people on the spot. You're going to want to post that all over, you know, Craigslist, if you have local job boards, texting everybody that you know, Facebook, post that on Instagram. Just keep doing that. And if, you know, they may not know someone, ask them for a referral. For every single person, I actually ask, hey, I know you're not a good fit, but do you know anyone that might be? You'll never know where that actually leads to. And then think of one person, and then they usually will actually think of one person, because it's very easy and very tangible task for them to do. When you're interviewing and some people start to come in, make sure you take notes and keep track of all that. You don't want to forget about who a candidate was. I use Evernote particularly to write all this down. But you want to interview for their attitude. You can teach them the skills and the tools that you guys use, but if they have the right attitude that you're looking for in your company, it's going to be so golden. This person is going to be someone that you're going to need to trust extremely, like just a lot. You know, building those customer interactions and knowing that things are getting done when you're not there, it's going to be huge. When you're interviewing for attitude, the way you want to be able to do that is to get a pulse for their empathy, how kind they are, do they greet people when they come into your business, how they write their emails, how they are on the phone. Don't just think about how they're answering, but think about the environment that they created around them. Do they create a warm, welcoming environment? How do they talk to you and your staff when they come in? So after you do a first round interview, I like to ask questions around, what are you doing now? What are you interested in doing? And what are your goals? And what are you most enthusiastic about? What gets you amped up? What are you passionate about? Like, truly try to find what they care about as a person, because if that aligns with what you're looking for, it's going to work out. For our second step, we actually have a third-party interview. We have a company called BHHR Partners, and they will, and if you'd like an intro, we can absolutely provide that. They will actually interview them for us as well. They're super nice and can get more interesting info to help disqualify candidates too and not waste our time. Last step that we have is a take-home project, which combines an in-person interview. So I've created a take-home project, which is about 5 questions of real-life examples of things that they're going to deal with at the shop and our business particularly, and how they handle them. For example, if you wanted to implement phone support, how would you do it? If someone wrote into you and asked, what's pricing for this? How would you wow them? How would you impress them? You could do anything. See how creative they get. You know, if someone is pissed off and coming into the store, how do you handle that if you missed a deadline? those kinds of things. How do you prioritize your day if you have emails, phone calls that you have to call back, and a project to work on? And then that last step is they're going to take all those in-person questions and bring them into you for the in-person interview. During this time, you're going to ask, get a feel for their culture fit, get a feel for what they answer there, and dig into their past examples and keep asking why. Why they decided to do that? Why they decided to do this? Like, what made that decision? How would you have done it better? And ask about their questions that they did in the project. How would you improve it? How would you have done this differently? Is there anything that you would have liked to change? Keep pushing on that to a point where they may get frustrated. This is going to break some people, and this is going to show that some people are calm and can continue to handle it. The people that break are obviously not going to be a great fit for you and your company. Hopefully those are exciting but applicable tips that you can take on hiring your next customer service rep. Best of luck. It's an exciting journey, and it's not one that we all get right at first. So it's trying, it's molding, it's working with it, and figuring out what works for you guys over time. If you have any other suggestions or questions, leave them in the comments below.